诸位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with you.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
爱我们的父神，感谢你为我们世人的罪降生到世上。
Loving Father, we are grateful that for our sin you come to this earth.
并为我们的罪死在十字架上。
And die for our sin on the cross.
在这受难中，求主你的灵跟我们同在。
In this Holy Week, we particularly ask you to continue to be with us.
来思念你在我们身上的大爱。
To remember the great love that you have on us.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我们这个礼拜是受难周，我们纪念耶稣基督啊，骑着驴子。进入耶路撒冷城，要为我们罪来死在十字架上。
Today is the beginning of the Holy Week. We will remember that Jesus, riding on a donkey, entered Jerusalem for our sin.
来为我们的罪死，第三天复活。
Died for our sin on the cross and resurrected on the third day.
啊，特别这个礼拜五是受难日，我们纪念耶稣基督为我们的受。
And for this Holy Week, we remember Him how He died for us.
在约翰福音十五章第五节，耶稣说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。”
John 15:5, Jesus said, "I am the vine; you are the branches."If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
耶稣描写我们与他生命的连结，就有如葡萄树与枝子之微妙的关系。
Jesus described our life to be united with him. It's just like the vine and the branches, dedicated relationship.
葡萄枝必须连结在葡萄树。
The vine has to be connected with the branches.
如果树枝被砍下，离开葡萄树，那枝，葡萄枝必定枯干而死。
If the branch is being cut off from the vine, and the branches will die and dry out.
更不用说它会开花与结果。
Let alone that it will bloom or bear fruit.
我们跟主的关系也是一样。
Our relationship with God is the same.
我们因着信靠耶稣基督，得着基督的新生命。
You receive a new life in Jesus Christ, so we rely on Him.
我们保持跟主密切的关系连结，因此我们的属灵的生命能够继续的来成长，以致能够来开花结出圣灵的果子来。
By our relationship with God.That we connect with Him, that our life continue to grow, that one day we bloom and bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
加拉太书第五章二十二到二十三节说，圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制等等。
Galatians 5:22 describes the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Holy Spirit as it is love, joy.Peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
今天我们所读的经文《格罗西书》第三章十二到十七节告诉我们，当我们得着耶稣基督的新生命，我们称为神的新的子民，应当如何的来活出耶稣基督的生命。
Colossians 3:12-17 we read this morning told us how to live a life in Jesus Christ by living in Him with a new life and to become a new chosen people of God.
今天是中树主日，耶稣进入耶路撒冷城。
Today is a Palm Sunday. Jesus entered Jerusalem.
首先，众人大家来欢迎他进入。
People come and greet him.
在这最后的一周，耶稣受难复活。
In the last week of his life, He suffered and he resurrected.
因此他来完成神对这世界上的人救赎的工作。
To complete the job that God assigned him to redeem the people.
因此我们今天能够成为神之新的子民。
Thus we become the new chosen people of God.
哥罗西书三章十二节说：“上帝爱你们，拣选了你们做他的子民，所以你们要有怜悯、慈爱、谦顺、温柔和忍耐的心。”
Colossians 3:12. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
在旧约时代，神拣选了亚伯拉罕，并且要来祝福他的后裔，要成为神的选民，就是以色列。
In the Old Testament era, God chose Abraham and blessed his descendant to become the God's chosen people, the Israelites.
并且要从他的后裔选民当中来产生一位弥赛亚救主。
And from his descendant, I'll come Messiah and Savior.
他要来替世界上的人来赎罪。耶稣基督的出生就是来应验的神应许给我们世人的救主。
To redeem the world, to redeem the sin of the world, and the birth of Jesus Christ fulfilled the promises that God promised us with the Savior.
使徒保罗在以弗所书第二章里面告诉我们，当时在亚细亚神犹太的这个这一些以弗所的信徒说他们在还没有信耶稣基督之前，他们照着犹太人的传统，他们可以说是外邦人，他们不是神的选民。
In Ephesians chapter 2, Apostle Paul told the believers in Ephesus in the Minor Asia that before they become believing Christ, they followed the tradition of Jew, and they were Gentiles, they were not God's chosen people.
以弗所书第二章十二到十三节说，那时候你们跟基督没有关系，是外人，不在上帝选民的行列里。你们在神应许给他子民之约上无份，在世上没有盼望，没有上帝。你们这些从前远离上帝的人，现在却跟基督耶稣结合，借着他的死已经接近上帝。
Ephesians 2:12-13. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ.Excluded from citizenship in Israel and foreigners to the covenants of this promise, the promise, without hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
我们也是一样，本来是外人，不在上帝选民的行列里面。
We are the same. We were foreigners. We were not the chosen.
但是神借着以色列民当中产生弥赛亚救世主，耶稣基督就是神要赐给万民的救主。
But the Messiah Savior come from Israelites, and Jesus is the hope and the gospel for the whole people for the redemption.
因此，我们借着信靠耶稣基督，成为神之新的选民。
Thus we become God's new chosen people by believing in Jesus Christ.
所以保罗在哥罗西书三章十二节来劝勉我们，既然身为神之新的子民，我们在耶稣基督里面的新的生命，应当活出主之怜悯、慈爱、谦逊、温柔和忍耐的心。
Thus Paul in Colossians chapter 3:12 encourage us that since we become God's new chosen people, we have to live a new life in Christ, live a life full of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
以前摩西来劝勉以色列民，在申命记四章十二节说，以色列现在耶和华 你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵循他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Moses encouraged the people in Deuteronomy 10:12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God ask of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
摩西告诉以色列民，就是神的选民说，神所要他们的是什么呢？就是要他们来敬畏神，照着他的真理教训去行。
Moses told the Israelites, God's chosen people, that what God asked of them is to fear him and to follow his truth and to teach.
这当然是包括这行出神的公义正直，并且爱神爱人。
And to act God's righteousness and just, and to love God and love others.
在摩西传达这些信息之后，七百年后，弥迦先知也在弥迦书第六章第八节说：“世人啊，耶和华已指示你何为善，他要你所行的是什么呢？”只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
700 years after Moses, Micah wrote in Micah 6:8, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? To act justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
神对他以前以色列的选民要求他们要有公义正直的行为，并且以谦卑的心跟神同行，来爱神，来爱人。
God asked his chosen Israelites to act justly and to walk humbly with the Lord and to love God and to love others.
所以今天神对他新的子民也是一样的要求。
Today, God has a similar request for us, the new chosen.
在耶稣那个时候，有一个经学教师来问耶稣说，诫命中哪一条是最重要的？
And one of the teachers of the law came to Jesus in Mark 12:28, asked him, of all the commandments, which is the most important?
在马可四章二十九到三十一节，耶稣说，第一是以色列啊，你要听主我们的上帝是唯一的主，你要以全部的心智、情感、理智和力量爱主你的上帝。第二是，你要爱邻人像爱自己一样，没有其他的诫命比这两条更重要的。
Jesus answered, "The most important one is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one."Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than this.
所以我们在耶稣基督里面成为神之新的选民，我们也应该以全部的心智、情感、理智与力量来爱神、爱人。
In Christ,we become the new chosen. We should love God and love others with all our soul, with all our mind, our heart, and our strength.
使徒保罗向哥罗西的信徒来指出，在神这新的选民当中，我们的生活有时候也会遇到一些的问题，一些的困难。
In Colossians, Apostle Paul told the Colossian believers that.After becoming God's new chosen people, we're going to face some problems.
所以哥罗西第三章十三节，使徒保罗这么说：有纠纷的时候，要互相宽容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也怎样，要怎样饶恕人。
Colossians 3:13, bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone.Forgive as the Lord forgave you.
在信徒大家彼此这些生活当中，圣经里面，这个，在这里特别强调说有纠纷，和本的圣经说有嫌隙，ESV 的圣经就是说，彼此的抱怨。
A different translation about this conflict inside church as a complaint against one another.
甚至遇到这些问题的时候，我们在彼此的互动当中，如果有人来得罪了你，伤害了你，我们应当以主的爱彼此的宽容，彼此的饶恕，正如主饶恕我们一样。
In our fellowship, some may offend you, some may hurt you. We should love and forgive one another the way God forgave us.
马丁·路德·金博士这么说：黑暗不能驱逐黑暗，唯独光明才能够，并且怨恨不能够驱逐怨恨，唯独爱才能够。
Mr. Martin Luther King said, "Dark cannot drive out dark, only light can. And hate cannot drive out hate, only love can."
唯独以光明取代黑暗。
Only light can replace darkness.
爱取代怨恨。
Love replace hatred.
才能够带来人与人之间的和平。
This will bring peace among people.
本主日是中恕主日，耶稣受众人来欢迎进入耶路撒冷城。
Today is a Palm Sunday. The Mass welcomes Jesus into Jerusalem.
然后他被犹大出卖。
So he will be betrayed by Judah.
当耶稣被犹大出卖之后，在犹太的公会里面受大祭司的审问过程当中，彼得三次的不认主。
And after he was being betrayed, that he was tried in front of the Jewish people, Jewish court, and then at that time, three times Peter did not recognize him.
耶稣如何来对待彼得呢？
Then how did Jesus treat Peter?
当耶稣被钉十字架第三天，这个一些的妇女带着香膏要去膏耶稣的身体，以免他的身体的腐败。
Three days after Jesus was crucified, a group of women bring their spices to come to Jesus so they can put it on the corpus so in order for them not to decay.
但有一位天使来向他们显现，说耶稣已经复活了。
An angel appeared to them and tell them that Jesus is resurrected.
这位天使来交代这些妇女们，在马可福音十六章第七节说：“你们可以去告诉他的门徒和彼得说，他在你们以先往加利利去，在那里你们要见他，正如。”他从前所告诉你们的。
Mark 16:7, the angel told them, "Go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There, you will see him, just as he told you."
耶稣特别的交代，要把复活的消息来告诉彼得。
Jesus especially wanted to relay the message of his resurrection to Peter.
并且交代门徒与彼得说，耶稣他已经往加利利去，在那里他要等待他们。
And to tell the disciples and Peter that Jesus is waiting for them in Galilee.
耶稣这个特别交代彼得，给彼得一个很大的鼓励与安慰。
This is a great encouragement and comfort for Peter. This message, especially for Peter.
彼得将知道他三次的不认主，耶稣仍然爱他。
Peter knew that although three times he denied Christ, Christ still loved him.
赦免他
，forgave him，
接纳他
，accepted him，
不责备他
，and didn't really condemn him.
因此主的爱来感动彼得。
Thus his love touched Peter.
彼得后来热心来宣扬耶稣基督的福音。
Peter enthusiastically spread God's gospel all his life.
甚至甘愿来为耶稣基督的福音来殉教。
Eventually being crucified.
他被钉十字架，他对那些要钉他的人说：“他实在是不配，像他的主一样是正义的被钉，他要倒钉十字架，因为他不配像耶稣这么的钉十字架。”
He felt not worthy of being crucified upside down, just like upright like Jesus. So he was crucified upside down.
我们成为神之新约的子民。我们也要来操练过着神的儿女新的生活方式。
We become God's new chosen, then we have to exercise God's the new way of life.
就是活出主耶稣基督的爱。
And to live out God's love.
在凡事上彼此以主的爱来相爱。
In all things we love one another with God's love.
彼此如果有嫌隙，总要彼此的包容，彼此的宽恕。
And to forgive one another and to accept one another when there are grievances against one another.
因为我们大家都不完全。
For we are all incomplete.
同时也因为我们大家都不完全，所以因为这样，大家需要彼此的相爱。
We need to love one another more because we are all incomplete.
有人警告新婚的夫妇说：“如果你只看到对方的优点，你都没有看到对方的缺点或是错误，这将是一个失败的处方。”
Someone warned the newlywed that if you only see the other side's strength, did not see the pitfalls, then this is a recipe for disaster.
意思就是，事实上。那个不能够去了解或是去知道对方之不完美，那个爱不是真实的爱。
In fact, love that does not comprehend imperfections cannot be real love.
那只是部分的爱。
But only partial love.
那只是去爱那可爱的、完美的、以及可以接受的。
The loving of only that which is lovable, perfect, and acceptable.
这种的爱有什么报偿呢？
What reward is there in that?
真实的爱就是了解对方的缺点、错误，就有如耶稣了解彼得的软弱与失败，却仍然的爱他。这就是真实的爱。
A true love is to love.When people make mistakes, when people have pitfalls, just like how Jesus loved Peter, despite Peter's failure and weakness, and he still loved him, and this is the true love.
如果完美是爱的先决条件
if perfection were the existence of love,
那你我都将失落
then you and I would all be lost.
因为谁能够足够的好，值得我们的爱，或是有谁因为我们足够的好才来爱我们呢？
For who would be good enough for our love, and for whom would we be good enough?
神道成肉身在基督里来爱我们，实际上是一些。完全的罪人
God will become flesh to come to this world to love out not like us imperfect sinners.
我们虽然得着了耶稣基督救赎的恩典，我们还是不完全。
Although we receive God's grace, mercy, but we are still incomplete.
我们属灵的新生命也必须继续的来成长。
Our spiritual life continue to grow.
我们还是会有错误，会有失败。
We still have mistake and failure.
因此，我们需要主的爱，彼此的相爱，彼此的包容，彼此的饶恕，来活出耶稣基督的见证。
Thus, we need God's love to love one another, to forgive one another, to accept one another, and to live out a witness for Jesus Christ.
第二， 以基督的平安做主。
Second, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart.
再回到格罗西书第三章十五节说，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也要为此蒙召啊，归为一体，且要存感谢的心。
Colossians 3:15, let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful.
我们作为神的儿女，我们在耶稣基督里面成为一体，就是主的身体。
We become God's children. In Christ, we become one body, and that is the body of Christ.
我们就是主的教会，在这教会生活里面，应当让耶稣基督的平安在我们的心中做主。
In our church, we should let God's peace rule in our heart.
我们在教会肢体的生活当中，要保持在基督里的和谐。
In our fellowship in our church, we should keep the peace of God to be in our life.
哥林多后书第五章二十节说，因此你们做了基督的特使，神亲自借着我们劝勉你们，我们替基督请求你们，让神改变你们，使你们得以跟他和好。
2 Corinthians 5:20, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors.As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
以上这一节经文，使徒保罗来提醒我们，自从神创造以来，到耶稣基督的复活，使徒保罗宣扬耶稣基督的福音的中心信息，就是和好。
Here,Paul reminds us that the central theme of gospel from the creation to the resurrection of Jesus Christ is reconciliation.
主要的信息就是我们人与神的和好。
Reconciliation between man and God.
人与人的和好。
Reconciliation between man and man.
我们感谢神，使我们在耶稣里跟神之间的关系和好了。
We are grateful that in Christ we reconcile with God.
另外，我们也要实践我们与人之间的和好。
And we need to work out our reconciliation with others.
在《使徒行传》第九章记载，扫罗，后来改名称为保罗。来记载保罗本是一个逼迫基督徒的人。
In Acts 9 recorded, Paul's name was being changed from Saul. Saul was a man who persecuted Christian.
当他在往大马士的途中要去捉拿基督徒，来逼迫他们的时候，他被一个强烈的光照射，以致他瞎眼。
He was on his way to persecute Christian, on his way to Damascus, and he saw a bright light and he became blind.
主在一个异象当中告诉一个门徒叫做亚拿尼亚，去找扫罗替他祷告。
In a vision, God told Ananias to go and pray for Saul.
使徒行传第九章十三到十四节，说亚拿尼亚回答主啊，许多人告诉过我，这个人怎样在耶路撒冷残酷地迫害你的信徒。现在他到大马士革来，带着祭司长授给他的权，要逮捕所有敬拜你的人。
Acts 9:13-14. Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard many reports about this man and all the harm he has done to your holy people in Jerusalem.And he has come here with authority from the chief priest to arrest all who call on your name.
但主却对亚拿尼亚说，你只管去到扫罗所住的地方去，替他祷告，祝福他。
But the Lord told Ananias to go to Saul and pray for him and to bless him.
有人需要帮助的时候，我们不可不帮助。
We need to help when people need help.
耶稣甚至教导我们 要爱我们的敌人。
Jesus told us to love our enemy.
甚至为逼迫我们的人祷告。
And pray for those people who persecute us.
当亚拿尼亚到扫罗那个地方去的时候，看到这位极力迫害耶稣基督的信徒的人。
When Ananias went to Saul, a man who persecuted the church.
当他看到扫罗的时候，他没有这样的说：“扫罗，你真不幸。”
He didn't say that. Too bad for you, Saul.
他没有说：“我很高兴你瞎了眼，你罪有应得。”
I'm glad you're blind. You deserve it.
他没有说：“现在或许你可以不必来打扰我们了。”
Now maybe you'll leave us alone.
亚拿尼亚没有这样子，他却按说在扫罗的身上甚至称他为弟兄替他祷告祝福。
Ananias didn't do that. He put his hand on Saul and called him brother and prayed for him and blessed him.
扫罗的瞎眼因此奇妙地得到医治了。
Saul's blindness was miraculously cured.
扫罗后来改名为保罗，成为一位耶稣基督伟大的使徒来传福音。
His name was changed to Paul and become a great apostle.
他将福音传遍了当时的欧洲
，to spread the gospel throughout all Europe.
甚至新约圣经差不多一半是他所写的
，and wrote a half of the New Testament.
在教会的服事生活当中，使徒保罗叫我们说，要叫基督的平安在我们的心里做主。
And he encouraged us in our life in church in our service to let our heart to let his peace rule in our heart.
促进彼此间的和谐同心在主里面同得造就。
And to have a harmonious relationship with one another and to build up one another.
继续在哥林多，在哥罗西第三章十六节这么说：你们要让基督的信息丰丰富富的常住在你们心里，要用各样的智慧互相教导，用诗篇、圣诗、灵歌从心底发出感谢的心来颂赞神。
Colossians 3:16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly.As you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
意思就是在我们的信仰连成的当中，我们要时常将耶稣基督的真理藏在我们的心里。
In our spiritual journey, we need to constantly let the message of Christ dwell in us.
因为在我们每天的生活上，将会遇到许多不同的困难的挑战。
For we are going to encounter difficulties and challenges in our daily life.
因此，我们需要有神的话语、真理与圣灵所赐给我们的能力去克服这些。
Thus, we need to conquer those with God's truth, God's words, and the strength from the Holy Spirit.
所以信心的起头相对是比较容易的。
It's easy to have faith at the start.
或者一切的开始，比如你刚结婚，或是刚生了头胎的 baby， 或是刚做生意，你觉得非常的兴奋。
Perhaps you just got married to have a newborn baby, first one, and just started your new business, and you feel excited.
信心的终结也是容易的。
And it's easy to have faith at the end.
因为就是那个时候已经走到的完成了人生的路程了。
For we have come to the end of the journey of our life.
挑战的是处在这两者之间的信心。
The challenge is having faith in the middle.
刚刚结婚的时候，感谢神是给你这么美好的一个配偶。如今两个人却发生了冲突。
When we got married, we are grateful that God gave us such a great spouse, and now we are having conflict.
结婚之后，感谢神，是给了一个非常可爱的 baby。这个小孩子现在已经是青少年了， 他是一个反叛的儿子，你觉得这个孩子就简直不像你呢？
And after marriage, that God gave us a beautiful baby. And the baby now is a teenager, is a rebellious son, and we feel that this is not even my son.
很多时候我们在这个信仰的这个处在这中间的时候，我们在向神哀求说神啊，我遇到了许多的问题困难为何不能够得到解决呢？
And sometimes we cry out to God, say, God, what can I solve all these difficulties and problems?
我以活着的心来服侍你，为何在侍奉上遇到了许多的问题与挫折呢？
Why have I encountered so many difficulties and frustrations while I serve you with all my heart?
我们要了解神从不应许在我们人生当中不会遇到反对。
We have to understand that God never promised that in our life that we are not going to encounter oppositions.
不会遇到失望，以及我们所不能了解的事。
Disappointment, all the things that we don't understand.
我们现在处在这信仰的开始与结束之间，我们会遇到实际生活当中许多的挑战。
We are now in the middle of the beginning of our faith and the end of our faith. In our journey of life, we are going to encounter challenges.
当我们遇到了种种的困难在这些处境当中，使得保罗勉励我们说，要把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
When we encounter all the difficulties, Paul encouraged us that let the message of Christ dwell among you richly.
因此我们可以在各种困难的时刻里面有神的话语给我们安慰鼓励，并赐给我们力量。
Thus, we are going to receive comfort, encouragement and strength when we encounter all these difficulties. God's word is going to give us all those comforts.
继续哥罗西书第三章十六节后半部说，要用各种的智慧互相教导，用诗篇圣诗连歌从心底发出感谢的声音来颂赞神。
Colossians 3:16 With all wisdom through psalms, hymns and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your heart.
我们作为神之新的子民，神的儿女，我们要借着主日礼拜、主日学、查经、团契聚会等等，在这些聚会当中，我们有唱诗歌、读经、教导彼此的勉励、同心的敬拜。
We become God's children, God's new chosen. Then through our worship, Sunday school, fellowship, Bible study, and all these gatherings, we sing hymns.We read Bible, we teach one another, we encourage one another, and we worship together.
因此我们在基督里面大家彼此得到长进造就。
Thus we grow and build up one another in Christ.
最后一切要归荣耀于神。
And the third point I want to make today is that give all glory to God.
哥罗西书三章十七节最后说，无论做什么说什么，你们都要奉主耶稣的名感谢父上帝。
In Colossians 3:17 And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and Father through him.
我们从使徒保罗在侍奉主一生的当中看到非常美好的见证。
We see a great example in Paul's service.
就是无论他做什么说什么都是为主而做。
Whatever he does, whatever he says is all for the Lord.
他的一切的作为都是为了要高举主的名。
All he does is to lift up the name of the Lord.
一切都是为了要荣耀主的名。
All for the glory of God's name.
在腓立比书第三章一到八节记载使徒保罗身世的背景。
Philippians 3:1-8 reported Paul's background.
他出自正统的犹太家庭。
He came from a Jewish family.
他受过好的教育。
Well educated.
他是法利赛人，意思就是他拥有崇高的社会地位。
He was a Pharisee and have a high social status.
他有狂热的宗教信仰。
He have a great faith.
他认为他是一个无可指责的人。
He think that he was righteous based on the law.
但是他悔改来接受耶稣基督之后，他不再去夸口他的身份、他的地位。
But after he received Jesus Christ, he didn't boast about his status and about where he came from.
他不再去夸口他过去的作为。
He didn't boast about his behavior.
在他尚未遇到主之前，他觉得他非常的有成就。
Before he came to Christ, that he thought that he was well achieved.
当他遇到了主之后，腓立比书第三章七到八节，他说：“但是，从前我认为有益的那一切，现在为了基督的缘故，都当作亏损的。”不止这样，我更以认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，将万物都当作亏损的，为要赢得基督。
But after he came to Christ, in Philippians 3:7, he wrote, "But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake."I have lost everything. I consider them garbage, and I mean that I may gain Christ.
所以，使徒保罗替我们在生活上、工作侍奉上立了一个很好的榜样。
Paul gave us a great example in our life, in our work, and in our service.
就是我们在一切的事上，应当为的是要荣耀我们的主。
That we have to do all things for the sake of God's name.
我们所夸口的，应该就是主在我们身上何等伟大的恩典。
What we boast is that how great a grace that He has on us.
因此，使徒保罗见证说，我们一切的作为都是要为了荣耀主的名。
As Apostle Paul said, that in all things we do, we have for the name, for the glory of God.
所以。使徒保罗的见证也提醒我们，所说的一切话是为了要荣耀主。
So Apostle Paul also reminded us that in all things we say, for the sake of the glory of God.
借着我们跟人的谈话，为的是要造就人。
And when we talk to one another, it's for the sake of bringing others up.
腓立比书第四章二十九节，使徒保罗勉励我们说。不要在言语上伤害别人，只要说帮助人、造就人的话，使听见的人得益处。
Philippians 4:29, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen.
使徒保罗勉励我们，无论是做什么事。都是为了要荣耀主的名。
Paul encourages whatever we do is for the glory of God's name.
我们很感谢神，在我们教会的生活里面，看到弟兄姐妹非常美好的见证。
We're grateful to see this beautiful testimony in our church.
当兄弟当中、弟兄姐妹当中有人遇到了病痛或困难的时候，大家以实际的爱心的行为与代祷。彼此的关心，彼此的扶持。
When someone in our congregation experiences physical ailment or difficulty, we actively pray for them, care for them, and support them.
所以我们盼望我们每个人，继续以实际的爱心的行动来关心我们四周围的人。
I pray that we continue to care for one another with love.
来关心这个社区。国家，彼此之间，借着我们的作为来荣耀神。
And in our community and in our country, to be able to glorify God.
我们感谢神爱我们世界上的人，借着耶稣基督到世界上来替我们赎罪。
We are grateful that God come to this world and to redeem our sin on this earth by the way of Jesus Christ dying on the cross.
今天是中恕主日。耶稣基督进入耶路撒冷城，在这最后的一周来为我们受难受苦。
And Christ entered Jerusalem today on a Palm Sunday, last week of his life, the Holy Week.
被出卖，被否认。
Being betrayed, being denied.
被钉十字架
being crucified
啊，复活
and resurrected，
因此成为我们的救主
and he became our savior，
因此我们能够来成为神这新的选民
that's when we become God's new chosen people。
使徒保罗也劝我们要以基督的平安在我们心中做主。
Let us all allow His peace to rule in our heart，
让我们一切的作为为的是要荣耀我们的神。
Let us do everything for the glory of God。
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray。
爱我们的父神，感谢你在基督里道成肉身到世上来爱我们。
Loving Father, we are grateful that in Christ the Word became flesh to come to this world。
主，我们感谢你决心走向耶路撒冷十字架的道路。
Father God, we are grateful that you marched through Jerusalem up to the cross.
因此我们能够来成为神之新的子民。
Thus we all can become your new chosen people.
让我们时常记住你在我们身上这么伟大的恩典与大爱。
Let us always constantly remember this great love that you have for us.
在实际的行为上来见证主你的爱。
And in our active love, that to witness your love for us.
让主你的名得着荣耀。
And to allow your name to be glorified.
祷告奉告耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.